Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news done on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel, and that was research.
All the research we do.
Now, boys, we know the man things are locked, but how?
It's obviously we're all intimately, deathly aware that Man-Thing is coming to the MCU.
I am so sorry to break this to you, Jackson, but I'm actually unaware. I'm not very good with my Man-Thing.
What do you mean?
Man-Thing's coming. He's been hinted at throughout the course of the MCU.
So I'm the surrogate audience member of this podcast. So, the, in air quotes, fucking moron of today. Yeah.
So Johnny B don't know shit about Man-Thing. So,
okay.
So Man, whom is a Man-Thing?
The year is 1965.
Great year.
Scientist Ted Salas is attempting to recreate the super soldier serum. In fact, he's done such a good job that his ex-wife sells him out to some crooks.
Yeah, what's her name? Brandt.
Yes, exactly. Emily Brandt?
Emily Brandt, and I think it like was maybe his ex, but then they were like, no, maybe just wife.
Yeah, just wife. And
but so secretly, she working for AIM.
Yeah, and sells him out, and he's like, oh no, what am I going to do? In the Florida Everglades, I got a syringe full of Captain America juice.
Uh-huh.
And I got to hide it. Best place to hide it? My own damn veins. He injects himself with the super soldier juice, and presumably because it's not a pleasant experience, he crashes his car into the swamp. The swamp happens to be the nexus of all realities. It's a magical swamp in the Everglades. And the juice and goo of the swamp, the magical nature of it, combines, for some reason, with the super soldier serum, saps away Ted Salas's sentience and turns him into the shambling, ever-loving mound. That's not what he's called. Turns him into the monster man, Man-Thing. Now, Man-Thing cannot think. He doesn't know what's happening.
He burns.
But he is empathic, which means that if you're happy, Man-Thing's happy. But if you're sad, Man-Thing's sad.
And Man-Thing doesn't like to be sad.
No, and what he likes even less is to be scared, because whatever feels fear burns at the Man-Thing's touch. If you're scared, Man-Thing will grab your face and burn it.
Which is what happened to his ex-wife.
Yeah, well, so his ex-wife,
I don't know
like,
what the legalities is of your husband turning into a Man-Thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what made her Man-Thing's ex, or if they're still technically married.
Yeah.
The first Man-Thing, you know, long-time listeners of Base of Speculation, but also the other podcasts we do, will know that I love Man-Thing. Mm-hmm. My first introduction to Man-Thing ever was an Ultimate Spider-Man comic where Spider-Man is chasing the lizard through the sewers, and he comes across Man-Thing in the sewers as well. No, there's no explanation, but Man-Thing's just in the sewers of New York. Uh-huh. And he's like, hey, Man-Thing, I'm hunting the lizard. And the lizard sees Man-Thing and is like, ah! And Man-Thing goes, bah! And grabs the lizard's face and burns it. And the lizard's just like, what's happening? And it was so funny for me that I had to buy the first two volumes of Man-Thing. So I'm sort of a Man-Thing scholar.
Are they the Steve Gerber's-ish 39-issue run?
So the two volumes I have are literally every Man-Thing comic up until like 1980 something.
Oh, okay,
that
cool.
Was released. I'd like to read you a quote from a discussion that Roy Thomas, Marvel writer, had with Stan Lee about Man-Thing that I think is very funny. I didn't care much for the name Man-Thing because we already had a superhero called The Thing, and I thought it would be confusing to have another one called Man-Thing. And oh, was he right. Man-Thing was so disliked as a character that comics writers would write comics, like Man-Thing comics, about how much they hated Man-Thing. So there's like a Man-Thing comic where one of them... It's mostly the writer complaining to his friends in the real world about having to write Man-Thing comics.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I love him. I think he's great. He just walks around the swamp going, bah, and burning people's faces. And he's been hinted at in the Marvel Cinematic Universe multiple times.
Yes.
So I just want to quickly go back to something you said. So you've read all the Man-Thing comics.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually like them, or do you just like that they accidentally created a character that sucks shit?
Some are really good, some are really bad.
That didn't answer my question. Do you like the comics or just really like the idea?
I like most of the comics, yeah.
So it's not just the fact that you like the idea that writers are trapped into writing a character that sucks?
I think that's a great deal of what I like about Man-Thing. I think I would be lying if I said that element wasn't great. But also, there's a lot of... Man-Thing often falls into these weird, like, gothic horror tropes that I really like. And so...
Walking around the swamp going... Bah!
And grabbing people's faces. Yeah. Sometimes Man-Thing goes into space on a magic pirate ship. Yeah. Sometimes he fights Throg the Demon Spawn with the wizard Nakim, who's from Atlantis.
Isn't Throg
Man-Thing
Thor?
Gets around. No, it's Thog. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Thog the Demon Spawn, who's sort of Man-Thing's Joker, if you will.
So is Man-Thing... Well, I was going to ask if Man-Thing's a good guy or a bad guy, but he's a no guy.
It's not just, a, that's he's a thing.
Doesn't make sense as a question.
Yeah. Can a tree be evil?
He's just in a guy. Happening, it can.
He's just a guy where if you cry near him, he cries as well. He's found the lost city of El Dorado. They turned him into, like, imagine Man-Thing, but he's just flesh, and he was Ted Salas again, and he was like, put me back. This is bad.
He becomes a car for the Thunderbolts?
Yeah, so because Man-Thing is the nexus of all reality, so if they need to get around, they just touches. The scene is that Luke Cage is like, Man-Thing, are we friends? And Man-Thing puts his hand on Luke Cage's face. Luke Cage doesn't burn, and he's like, we're friends. Man-Thing, we need to go to Cincinnati. And Man-Thing teleports them there. There's another great comic where Reed Richards is like, I don't like that Man-Thing. So he kidnaps him, and he takes him to New York. And Man-Thing, then the Thing is like, we got to get this guy out of here. This isn't the right place for Man-Thing. And so they take him back. There's another story where Man-Thing's... his sort of Jimmy Olsen type character, a radio DJ named Rory Richards.
Why is he? How does he have a Jimmy Olsen? How does he have friends?
Rory has. He wants a friend.
Rory Richards is an eternally depressed radio DJ, and he one day gets. He's fighting some. I think he gets his car stolen from him. He gets carjacked by some bikers.
Yeah,
and he's got to walk back through the swamp. And he like lights this little campfire. And Man-Thing finds him, but because he's so sad, he's not scared of Man-Thing. And then Man-Thing sits down by the campfire, also sad, and Rory Richards just vents to him.
Yeah,
and
so they become
lifelong friends. And there's one story where...
Is Man-Thing the main character in any of his own stories?
No.
Yeah.
Well, so, not how Man-Thing works.
Man-Thing also has, like, I guess a more grounded villain. The Fool Killer?
Yeah, so Man-Thing, there's like a kind of classic Man-Thing arc. I don't know if it's counted. I don't know if any of them are counted as classic. But there's a Man-Thing arc where a guy, so he had a, he was a disillusioned young man and he met a priest who turned him onto God. But then he found out that the priest loved wine and he was so upset and he went crazy and he cryogenically froze the priest and put him in the back of his van. Then he got the fool killing gun, which is a gun that makes you ash, and he put on a
fool killing gun.
Yeah, he's the fool killer.
And
he
puts
kills
on a big hat. He's kind of dressed like one of the Three Musketeers, and he goes around incinerating people he deems fools. And the Citrusville, which is the sort of metropolis for Man-Thing, police have to track down the fool killer. Man-Thing also has a friend who's like a classic fantasy barbarian because Demik or Nymk or whatever his name is, the wizard of Atlantis, he's like Thog is trying to break into our reality, so he has to gather everyone together. So he gathers Man-Thing. She's like a good old country girl, but she's also a reincarnated Atlantean princess, and she's like the apprentice
and this
for the
is
wizard
in the Marvel Cinematic.
This is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's coming.
Yeah.
And anyway. They got to go fight Thog with Howard the Duck as well. That's Howard the Duck's first introduction. He falls in from the Duck universe into the Man-Thing's universe. Yeah, and there's a very funny scene where they're crossing these like floating...
I'm already laughing.
They're crossing these floating platforms in... I should read these comics again. They're so great. They're crossing these floating platforms in like a kind of fantasy, kind of like surreal landscape.
Yeah.
And Howard the Duck jumps and he misses and he falls. And Demik, whatever the wizard's name is.
Yeah.
I think it's Demik. I can't remember. But he's like, oh no, Howard the Duck is dead. But then Howard the Duck obviously gets his own comic run. But then like three panels later, Demick's like, I will cast a flying spell upon all of us so that we may cross this gap. And then he has like a small soliloquy to himself where he's like, I should have used that on the duck so he didn't die. And they just carry on. Which is amazing. Because that what that feels like is the writer is improvising the story as he goes. And he writes it in and he's like, shit.
Okay. Oh, no.
And anyway, that story ends with they defeat Thog in heaven and it turns out God is a dog. As in, there's like some German shepherds that they meet at the gates of heaven. Then they go into heaven. And then somebody's like, but where's God? And then the wizard is like, ah ha ha, even their name is God reversed, for these are truly God. And it's a bunch of dogs. Rory Richards, one day, because people are burning books in Citrusville, he chucks Man-Thing in the boot of his car and he goes into the city to save the books. And no, I don't even think he chucks Man-Thing in there. Man-Thing just falls in and he takes him into the city and Man-Thing's got to live in a fountain. Anyway, the point is Man-Thing is a lock for the MCU. Well, and
I was going to say, if more Man-Thing lore for people who are interested in his in more recent kind of time. So Man-Thing has been revealed to be part of the Weapons X or the Weapons Plus program, which is where Wolverine is from.
Yep.
Also, in a very terrible, I would argue, terribly written and conceived more recent Man-Thing series, it was revealed that the reason why Man-Thing's become Man-Thing is because Ted Salas made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
Why I does consider- Marvel keeps thinking that making having characters make deals with the devil is a good idea?
Yeah. Frankly, I consider anything that's happened to Man-Thing since 1985 non-canon. So, anyway.
Yes.
These are the references we've had to Man-Thing in the MCU. Mm-hmm.
The one I know about, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you've got Iron Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So the female antagonist of Iron Man 3 is Man-Thing's wife.
Yeah.
She
the
has
one
the...
who with the burn mark.
Yeah.
And she lost an arm and then she was given Extremis.
Mm-hmm.
The
burn mark on her face is from Man-Thing's
hand.
She was scared. And remember, boys, whatever feels fear burns at the Man-Thing's touch. Man-Thing was on Sakaar. He was one of the champions.
Mm-hmm. What's he doing in Sakaar?
I don't know. But Man-Thing gets around.
Secret of Man-Thing. He gets around.
Alan Brandt. So sorry.
Alan Brandt, yes.
Now, look. Now, I know the writer and director, Shane Black, of Iron Man 3.
Wait, was that, What's the character's, what's the actress's name? Someone,
Stephanie
Sosnick. No, not who I was thinking of.
Okay. But yes, I know, so the writer and director
Rebecca
of
Hall was who I was thinking of. It came back to me. I'm really glad that happened.
Well, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Fuck! Sorry.
No, please.
Yeah. So the writer and director of Iron Man 3, Shane Black, has said that...
Man-Thing's a lock.
No, he did say that there was no real reason why he chose Alan Brandt. He just wanted someone who had been, like, burnt or disfigured, and that's sort of why he put them in. It's got nothing to do with Man-Thing. But
if I was there across the table from Shane Black, I'd be waggling my finger and being like, too late. Too late,
You've opened the door, Shane Black.
Made your bed. You know what you do next.
Marvel's biggest freak is coming to the cinemas.
Man-Thing has also made an appearance, even though I know it, a lot of it is considered non-canon now, but in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A lot all.
He's in one scene where they're on the phone and they're like, oh, I'm looking through the things that we've got to investigate. What the hell's a man thing? Once again, proving Man-Thing's existence in the MCU.
Except, again, not canon.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's worth mentioning.
Okay. Yep.
Additionally, there's been a lot of talk currently about the Nexus of all realities. There's been a lot of Nexus talk. And who lives at the Nexus of all realities? It's the ever-loving blue-eyed thing. The man thing. The ever-loving burning hand thing.
Was it the
man
Nexus thing. Of all realities or just a Nexus event that's been spoken
you
about
recently?
You
can't throw around Nexus without talking about man thing.
Yeah. We've got Nexus, we've got like realities, you've got Nexus of all realities, you've got man thing.
You're talking man thing, baby. Cowabunga. That's man thing time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Apparently in the S.H.I.E.L.D., who was mentioning it was Maria Hill to Pepper Potts of Who or What is a Man Thing.
Well, there you go. So Maria Hill.
Even though this is non-canon.
Non-canon, nevertheless, Maria Hill, who is now the stockbroker or whatever.
Nope. Wrong.
Wrong.
Fuck.
Wrong. So wrong. You've never been more wrong in your life.
Yeah. That was a mild swing, but a huge miss. Damn it was kind of like you've teed up. You got a fella on second base. Mm-hmm. No one's on first. You're like, all right, well, that's all right. We've only got like one out. Yeah. So like, I'll just But you've fine. Swung, you've missed, your pants are falling down and you've done a big fart.
Yeah.
My pants are falling down. Everybody's seen that I'm wearing a condom, even though I'm flaccid and not in a sexual situation. And everyone's like, there's going to be some fucked up explanation for having a condom on when he doesn't need one. And my career ruined.
To help further with the Nexus of All Realities, apparently in Eric Selvig's notes on the Convergence, there is a reference to the Nexus of All Realities.
Yeah. So...
so we've got three references in canon.
Three hot canon references to Man-Thing.
And one uncanon.
And one less than
canon
reference, to Man-Thing.
And again, what are we going to be getting in this bullshit stage four of the MCU? Mm-hmm. A lot of different realities. And what is the Nexus of Realities? It's a cross-dimensional gateway that allows access to all possible realities. We're getting a What If soon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next week. I don't know when.
So what are the two? Yeah, well, who can say when it's coming out?
This room has famously banned calendars and dates and time.
I don't even know what day it is.
So what are the two tracks currently, the two threads currently happening in the MCU? Why, it's realities and multiverses and the Super Soldier Serum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not swamps.
And the third one. No. The third one is, actually, these might be three and four, which is the Young Avengers and Thunderbolts.
And
who is the car in Thunderbolts?
Man-Thing's the car in Thunderbolts. He's got the Super Soldier Serum in his dirty veins, and he's made of swamp.
Yeah.
So, it's coming!
To help Jackson's argument, surprisingly, the last two there, the Young Avengers and Thunderbolts, hasn't been confirmed, but we've just full-on seen that realities and Super Soldier Serum is an issue. So where are you imagining Man-Thing's going to
pop
up?
Well, let's list the upcoming films.
Because
I think he could be in any of them.
I'm just going to look. Like, the next property that we're going to see from the MCU is the What If series, which is basically like just has Man-Thing written all over
it. If there is no Man-Thing in What If, I think that is the most likely. To have a Man-Thing cameo in What If.
Yeah, okay. So get a Man-Thing cameo in What If. But I think it'll be a fleeting scene. Yeah.
I don't
think
we'll get a Man-Thing camera. I think we'll get a very big reference to the Nexus of All Realities.
Yes, that's very
possible. Which will be like, that's a nod in the wink to Jackson being like, don't worry, he's coming.
He's
a lock, but how?
He's coming, yeah. The Nexus of All Realities, a couple of alligators, because it'll be a swamp.
Or maybe the Nexus of All Realities will be a portal. I don't know what it is, but is it a portal that opens?
No, it doesn't really work like that. Like, the swamp is the Nexus of All Realities.
Swamp.
It's a swamp.
Okay, no, but dude, like...
it's the swamp.
So you can only get to the Nexus of All Realities by going into the swamp?
Well...
no, because I get that the swamp is the Nexus of All Realities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it takes you to any reality, right?
Yeah. So Man-Thing can go to any reality, but he doesn't, because he doesn't know what's happening.
Once again, he's not clever.
He's not sentient. He's like a rock.
It's kind of like... maybe sometimes it appears as like a rip in reality.
Yeah.
You can kind of walk through.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if... okay, so...
yes.
Yeah.
So
a rip can just appear.
Yeah, it's not the kind of thing that you can sort of visualize. It's not like a physical location.
How do they do it in comic books? You know,
like a portal will open.
It's kind of cooked.
Yeah. Or like a pirate ship will come down and Man-Thing will get on it and it'll be...
Describe this. Go on. Describe that image.
Okay, so Joel Zammert has shown me... what is a floating island that is mostly just Man-Thing, but there's also other people standing on it, including someone that looks like Megamind and someone that looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, but with recolored
Nexus
hair.
Of All Realities.
Yeah. Pretty sure that might be Franklin as well.
Yeah.
Franklin Richards.
Oh, no.
So, Man-Thing...
so is Man-Thing's only weakness the ultimate nullifier?
Yeah, Man-Thing can't be killed, because even if you destroy him, he regrows in the swamp. He doesn't like being dry, though. So I guess his two weaknesses are being ultimate nullified and the
also,
star.
in the comics, so like, again, the Ted Stiles making a
deal with the devil.
With the devil is a very recent issue, like in the last maybe like 3-4 months.
Mm.
And also, some other man things have been popping up.
Yeah, wow.
So just saying, it's fresh in everyone's mind.
Everybody's thinking about Man-Thing.
I think you're going to get one episode.
Me, most of all.
You're going to get one episode of Loki season 2 that features Man-Thing.
One episode of... that would be heartbreaking. I don't know what I want. I guess all Man-Thing all the time.
Yeah,
you want Man-Thing too.
I keep showing JD how they've like done the Nexus of All Realities.
Well, there's a crack in time. Yeah, I guess that's like a crack in time from Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good shit. God, I love the way Man-Thing looks.
You look
He's got like a trunk like an elephant.
I honestly thought you would like, and look, I know that this is sacrilege in this, especially in this episode, but I always figured you'd like the look of Swamp Thing more because he's more disgusting.
Man Thing looks, he's got a mournful look about him. His personality.
Swamp Thing looks like a dude.
Yeah, Swamp Thing looks like a guy. Who cares? Man Thing's like a true monster. Mm. And he's got those glowing red eyes. Oh man, I love him. So, what if? Mm-hmm. Very possible to have a Man Thing cameo. Mm-hmm. Very possible, but I think you're right. It'll just be reference to the Nexus of All Realities. It won't necessarily be a full-on Man Thing.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think, will we get a Nexus of All Realities, or will we be like, hey, we're just going to like look through possibilities and we go through a crack in like time or whatever.
Yeah.
So that we might just like, it won't actually reference Nexus of All Realities, but visually it'll be there.
Oh, okay. What about this? Mm-hmm. Kind of in a similar vein, we will have a scene where people are rapidly moving through alternate realities. One of them, they land in, Man Thing's there. He's like, and then they move on to the next reality.
And wouldn't that upset you more?
No, absolutely. But I think that that's feasible. But also, that's only one movie that's coming up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so you think he's going to have one scene in What If?
I think if he's going to be in What If, that's how he's going to turn off.
Do we know?
I think there'll be an entire reality. Okay, so, okay. I think the strongest chances of him arriving is actually in Loki season 2. But if he pops up in What If, I think it's more likely going to be one of the universes we see Man Thing is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just in it. And maybe 5 minutes. It won't just be a boo.
You don't think it'll just be a little cameo because they'll want to save him for later movies?
No. I think the moment we get Man Thing is the only time we're getting Man Thing. They will blow their Man Thing.
That's impossible.
He doesn't know. Do we know if we're getting a sequel series of Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I don't think.
As far as we know, only the movie.
Because if we were, that would be a great place for Man Thing.
I'm thinking like if anything where they're exploring more of the Super Soldier, I reckon Man Thing would be like basically the protagonist.
So I just want again further clarification with the comics, because I think this will help me baselessly speculate on how Man Thing has the problem where no writer knows what to do with him.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he's not currently in the MCU.
Yeah, he is.
What do you mean he's not currently in the MCU? He's
in the background. On Sakaar.
Yeah, he was a champion.
Okay.
But someone got him. Mm. I like to think he just left. He currently has not had a spotlight in the MCU. Mm.
There's never been a scene where you're like, oh my God, that is Man Thing.
There is Man Thing.
We've only seen a beautiful sculpture of his beautiful face.
We've seen hints of Man Thing. What he's left behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. A wife and a statue.
We've seen his footsteps.
Yeah. But never the being himself. Yeah.
Okay. Let's look. I've got a list of upcoming films.
Great.
Or films.
Mm-hmm. And you can't kill Man Thing, right?
You can't. You can tear him apart. Yeah. He's just my swamp.
Yeah. And then he just comes back in the swamp.
He just grows up back up in the swamp and he's like, I don't know where I was or what I'm doing.
In fact, he won't even say that. So, Shang-Chi?
Yeah, easily.
How?
In the tournament.
Yeah, in the tournament, he could be in Shaoring La, he could be in many places in they could hit him with the bus. Awkwafina's like, what was that? And Shang-Chi's like, don't worry about it!
And they just say, boom!
His Avery forms behind them and moves off into a park.
And like, just touches the wheel and it turns on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
The bus fears him?
Yes.
Yes. No, but I think he could definitely be in Shaoring La, or he could be in
Shangri-La.
I fucked it. If I can imagine a scene, if Shang-Chi, which I don't think it will.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Oh, but if it does tie into the multiverse thing, mm-hmm. they show some ancient, like a tapestry or something, and there's a little man thing on it or something like that, where they're like, are the 10 rings, where did they come from? Their power.
I think one of the rings is from man thing.
No, but in a
one of the like, rings is a man thing.
Or
ring.
One of the rings can bend reality and like has a symbol of man thing's beautiful, like trunk face.
Or they're showing some ancient, I could just imagine some ancient images.
You think they're going to make Man-Thing ancient now?
Yeah. Well, he's from all time.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's from all time.
Yeah.
So there's always a Man-Thing.
Yeah. Which could be, so basically if when we go to say the Eternals. Beings who have been here for all time.
Yeah. Maybe they made Man-Thing.
For all time.
Except they didn't. He's Ted Salas, whose wife sold him out to some crooks.
Eternals.
Eternals, easily. Mm. Eternals is dealing with cosmic bullshit already, and what's more cosmic and more bullshit
than a man who was sold out by his wife to some crooks?
Yeah.
My ex-wife, now I'm a man thing!
Exactly. And then what you could do is, again, those maybe tapestry of like those ancient things to be like, oh, who was this swamp thing?
Yeah, for sure.
There he is.
You know, imagine a scene where they're showing prehistory of humanity, and they're like, you've got to help us, Eternals, because this swamp near our small dwelling has a monster in it. And then Kumail Nanjiani goes in, fights Man-Thing with a spear or whatever, electrocutes him, and then he goes back to the modern day or whatever, just as a little cameo.
Or like a little cameo where they're talking about, like, you know, what was happening in a prehistory, and there is that swamp, and there's like this like shambling mound, and it kind of stands up, and those two red beady eyes are there.
Or like, we need to be protected, like, we need to protect you, humanity. And humanity being like, what do we need to be protected from? And they're like, there are
a man thing.
This guy.
Are you happy? Then I'm happy.
He doesn't talk at all, though.
No.
He just goes, burr.
And he wanders around and fights alligators, and it's sick as hell.
Why does he fight alligators?
Because they're fighting him.
Yeah. The alligators are afraid or hungry, which makes him afraid or hungry.
Yeah. Every time Man-Thing defends anyone in a comic, the comic goes out of its way to be like, Man-Thing isn't doing this because he likes this person. That person's just scared, and that annoys Man-Thing. So Man-Thing's going to get rid of the cause of fear.
He's not going out of the goodness of his heart because he has no heart.
That's not how he works. He has no idea what's happening ever.
He's swamp. He's just swamp.
He's just swamp. A fucking swamp, okay?
Yeah.
You go behind those eyes, there's nothing but more swamp. But I can imagine them being like, there's more dangers out there than you realize. And maybe like there's like a flashback or like a cutaway to like some primeval, you know, something. And maybe the deviants and also maybe Man-Thing's there.
Or maybe it's like there's primeval things, blah, blah, blah. And it is a big man thing fighting a big alligator.
Oh! See, that would be cool.
That would be fucking sick.
Has there ever been two man things?
Yeah. Yes, there's been a lot of man things. But mostly there's the one.
But at the moment in comics, there are like many man things happening. I don't know yet because the thing is, it's just come out or I've just sort of started reading. I forget where I
haven't been revealed yet.
There's a few different man things just kicking it.
Around going, boo.
Yeah, for sure. And also in a what if comic, Sue Storm becomes man thing. I forget why, but it's happened before.
Know, what if she became?
She did the same thing?
No, I don't know.
She doesn't just go, boo.
I'm not sure. I've not read the what scared. If. I just know that it happens to her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then after Eternals.
Yeah. We've got, this is Doctor Strange.
Yeah, come on. Definitely there will be a scene where Doctor Strange lands in the swamp and he's like, we need your help, Man-Thing.
Yeah.
And Man-Thing's like, buh. Yeah.
The main characters of Doctor Strange, you're going to have Doctor Strange himself.
Yep.
Probably Spider-Man is in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have the Scarlet Witch, Loki, and Man-Thing.
Yeah. I think so.
And New Avengers.
And Brother Voodoo. He's going to be there as well. It's going to be good.
Man-Thing's there, Hulk.
Yeah.
And I'm not thinking about the rest. It's of no concern to me. But I think Multiverse of Madness is genuinely a pretty reasonable place to put Man-Thing. Even as like for your most of your third act, is like the multiverse is a fuckered.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Got to go through a couple of realities real quick, like what you're imagining what if to do.
Yeah, but then at the end, they're like, where are we going, Doctor Strange? Who can fix this? And Doctor Strange is like, there's one being at the center of all of this. And that's almost a funny reveal. I mean, it is a funny reveal where they're like, who is this being? And Doctor Strange is like, it's the most powerful being in the universe.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to open one more portal. And they're like, this is just a swamp.
This is just Florida.
Florida. And then Rory Richards is like, God, I'm depressed. They're like, show us where Man-Thing is. And he's like, I hate my life. And then he takes them there. And Man-Thing goes, and fixes it all.
I almost hope they say Nexus of all reality. Mm. This is for a mean reason.
Okay.
And then it turns out to be a gem.
That sucks. Especially because I thought you were going to say it turns out to be a jam.
So you hurt Jackson on two fronts.
Yeah. Because also, can you imagine like Doctor Strange being like, we need to contact the Nexus of all realities, and then it turns out to be an amulet.
Oh, that would kill me.
Because that also means no Man-Thing ever.
Yeah, absolutely. They're cutting him out completely.
Which would be rude.
Which would be devastating. You would feel me tense. Next to you, as he says, Nexus of all realities.
And you're like,
get tenser and tenser and tenser. And then when it's a ring, you just hear quiet sobs. Why? Why not include Man-Thing? And you lean over and be like, he's a bad character.
You don't even really like him.
I do. I think he's great.
You like the writing acrobatics they have to do to make a comic. Yes.
Yeah, it's funny.
And you also like the fact that he became like this because he got sold out to crooks. You don't like Man-Thing. You just like those two stories. And that isn't even going to come into the MCU, no matter how they do it.
But I've read so many Man-Thing comics. Please.
Spider-Man No Way Home. I think the only way you're going to have this is at the end credits there.
Okay. Yeah. So the end credits where they start to do the Multiverse of Madness stuff.
Yeah.
Or Doctor Strange comes to tie everything up. Mm-hmm. And
what if three portals open? Tobey Maguire comes out of one. Andrew Garfield comes out of one. And then Man-Thing comes out of another.
That'd be great.
We'd be happy.
Yeah. Or they recreate the first Man-Thing comic I ever saw as a treat to me, where it opens with Tom Holland fighting his version of the lizard through the sewer. And he meets Man-Thing, who burns a very frightened lizard's face because the lizard's like, what the fuck is going on? Ah! It's so scary for the list.
Which would be great.
Yeah, so I think very possible. I think it's very possible to have Man. I think Man-Thing is more likely in Multiverse of Madness than he is in Far From Home, but I don't think I would put it out of the realm of possibility.
We've seen Far From Home and he's not in it.
No Way Home.
I meant No Way Home. He could be in Far From Home.
He's not. We've seen
that. He's going to look in the water scenes.
Is there
a scene where Peter runs through the golf course? That could have been a bit of Man-Thing.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's nothing for him to swing on. He's going to sprint.
But yeah, so I think there's a possibility of Man-Thing in Far From Home. But
if Man-Thing is going to pop up in, say, Doctor Strange, I think, in Spider-Man, a little cameo at the end could be in there.
For sure.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Well, that's where we last saw Man-Thing.
Yeah, exactly. And Man-Thing, I think, is the kind of character that Taiki Waititi would have a blast with.
Exactly. And
I bring him in and he goes, boo.
Yeah.
We've already confirmed that Taiki Waititi is a big fan of Man-Thing.
He's at least aware of him. And that counts for so much in the Man-Thing fandom. Knowing who Man-Thing is
that's like gold tier.
Yeah, exactly. There's only one tier above it, and I'm the only guy in it.
Man-Thing's a lock.
So I can absolutely see Man-Thing coming into Thor: Love and Thunder. We don't know much about that movie or what it's going to entail, but I don't know. It's so easy to imagine Chris Hemsworth Thor smacking Man-Thing on the back to be like, "Well, let's take care of it then." Like, that's such an easy joke you can picture in that movie.
Easy.
Yeah, I think it's a lock.
Yeah. It's okay. So easy to imagine there. Okay, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Hard.
No, not that hard. Okay.
Not that hard? Okay, how?
Well, Man-Thing could be anywhere.
So. I mean, you'd say yes.
So, I mean, it would be probably in strange taste for them to...
Fight Man-Thing.
For them to be like, this is all about the passing of the torch of who holds the Black Panther title. Obviously, this is kind of like, you know, we're talking about the fact that Chadwick Boseman is no longer the Black Panther, and also a fun little side scene where they fight Man-Thing.
What if they've got to pass the torch because Man-Thing is attacking Wakanda?
Could be. Someone needs to Black Panther that Man-Thing.
Mm.
Shuri, put on the hat.
Why?
Yeah.
The only thing is, why is Man-Thing attacking Wakanda? Is Wakanda scared? Like, the building's scared of him?
Maybe. Well, the people.
Did Man-Thing get really big?
If he gets a lot of swamp, yeah.
A lot of swamp.
So he can kind of change his mask, but he doesn't do it very often.
Can he get small?
Probably.
It's never really happened. He can get like bitsy, like as in if he gets blown up. So Man-Thing's main villain is a guy named F.A. So he has two villains, I guess. Mm-hmm. He's got a sort of Joker, who you might call Thog the Demon Spawn. Mm-hmm. But then he has a sort of Lex Luthor, who you might call F.A. Schist, which is a very clever name. fascist. Who, I know. And he is.
I just heard F.A. Schist.
And F.A. Schist is a sort of a property developer who loves to destroy Man-Thing's swamp. But every time he tries to do that, Man-Thing obviously retaliates. And then F.A. Schist kind of goes crazy trying to just hunt down the Man-Thing. And sometimes he does that by trapping the Man-Thing and electrocuting the shit out of him or just firing cannons at him or whatever.
And how does Man-Thing feel about that?
He doesn't. What do you mean? He feels like however anyone else feels around him, and if there's no one else around him, he doesn't feel.
So he's getting shot with a cannon.
He's just like, whatever. Okay.
Nothing happens.
If the guy firing the cannon is excited, I guess Man-Thing's excited.
Hell yeah. As he's torn apart by cannons.
The best day of my life. And Patius says, Man-Thing, big grin.
Yeah. If I shift is like, I'm annoyed, he's not unhappy. Then Man-Thing gets annoyed and tears his head off or whatever. Man-Thing can't lose. So, look, he could arrive in Wakanda forever.
That's a great name for a solo Man-Thing movie. Man-Thing can't lose.
He just can't.
He can't, yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, you've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
I reckon that is... The more I think about it, I actually think that there's a little sneaky thing in between the two films you just mentioned, that Man-Thing... They're going to put him in anything, and I know I've already said this about Loki Season 2, but I've had a bigger think. I think that Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas Special, which has been confirmed to be canon and to be a prequel to Volume 3.
Will have Man-Thing in it?
Yeah.
In what context?
Just
I don't
put
know
him
why
in
this is the one that I'm skeptical of.
I think that because...
Man-Thing as Father Christmas.
Oh!
Yeah, might get
unaware of what
Santa.
He's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're Santa.
Yeah, but then people
he's full
have...
of Christmas cheer because they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
Merry Man-Thing!
No, I just think because the last time we saw him was Sakaar or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. And also Howard the Duck has appeared in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Yep.
And Howard the Duck is Man-Thing's Robin, if you will. They are very good friends. I mean, which is crazy because Howard the Duck is like a full-on cigar-smoking detective, and as we've said, Man-Thing is just a pile of swamp, but they're good friends somehow.
Yes.
So definitely I think that it could happen. The Christmas special is very possible. Maybe even as like the Guardians of the Galaxy are trying to do this sort of like one thing, and over on the other side, you know, kind of like we're all going to get to a place for Christmas.
Yeah.
Howard the Duck and Man-Thing are trying to do something as well.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, like, James Gunn loves throwing in random references to, like, the fact that we've got, like, what's his name? Adam Warlock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that egg. And then also Howard the Duck was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. I think it's very possible.
I reckon that's happening.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be in Volume 3. I think it'll be in the Christmas episode.
Okay.
So it could also be a way, like, yeah, they have to get somewhere and, like, oh, no, how do we do that?
Oh, Man-Thing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Or, like, you know, oh, no, we've got to get here for Christmas or whatever, and they're in the collector's, like, big collection, and Howard the Duck's like, oh, I know a guy. And they're like, oh, okay. And let me introduce you to my best friend. I know. And then, you know, they use him to try as a car to travel somewhere.
You've also got, say, the Marvels. Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
It's in space. Why not?
In space.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, we don't really know much about that. We've also got Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
If Ant-Man can't get little, that's the problem. Kang, though. Sorry, fighting. Ant-Man can get little, obviously. Yeah.
And
Man-Thing can't get little.
Yeah, but Man-Thing can get big.
Okay, there's a little swamp. Kang. Yeah, there's a little swamp. I reckon you get a little Man-Thing.
Yeah. Surely Quantumania is going to have a lot of that kind of same reality bending kind of nonsense, which Man-Thing is always a good fit for.
Yeah.
So again, I don't think he'll be like a big player, like he might be in Multiverse of Madness, but it could be the kind of thing where... Oh, you know, as we go through like a Doctor Strange style, like, you know, psychedelic sequence, Oh, Man-Thing's there.
Yeah, or they're going literally in Man-Thing.
Yeah. Very possible, especially if Man-Thing's been established in every other MCU film.
Because this will be like his 10th appearance.
Yes.
He'll be the most prolific.
Now, here's maybe some, like I guess, out-of-the-box thinking. Mm-hmm. But what about, say, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, or Morbius? What if Sony want to have a run at this?
Wow, I hadn't thought of that. But I guess there's nothing saying Man-Thing couldn't appear in Morbius, the Living Vampire.
Or Venom.
It feels weird to have two squishy guys.
Yeah, but Venom 1 showed the two squishy guys is fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true.
Could
be three squishy guys.
And seeing a Venom go onto a Man Thing and make a Venom Man Thing would be pretty delightful.
Has that happened before?
I don't know. It would be
interesting. That seems like something interesting to try with a symbiote.
For sure, I'd like to see that, especially because the symbiote would be fully in control because Man-Thing has no mind.
Yes!
So the symbiote would be like, this is less like I'm a symbiote and more like I just have a guy suit.
I think there has been a Venom Man-Thing and it looks gross!
Oh, it's cool! His like weird trunk becomes like a hanging hair.
Oh, I like he looks Venom like a Man. Bad fly.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but I can see that appearing. I've heard, and this was just from a random tweet, so I don't know, it was like a leak somewhere, that a Man-Thing TV show is coming.
No, there like, was just, wasn't there, oh no, that was Swamp Thing.
Yeah, no, like so a full-on Man-Thing television show, its own TV show,
is
in the works, which I think is also probably another way that they could introduce him. He could also be in Blade. I think that would work quite well.
If they were doing another sort of super soldier serum, kind of like what they did with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that's a good way to kind of have Ted Salas there.
Yeah.
But again, having Man-Thing as his own TV series, I think could work wonders.
The trick of Man-Thing is that Man-Thing isn't a superhero comic. Man-Thing is a horror comic. Yeah. He's always been a horror comic. And
just written by non-horror writers.
Yeah, just written by non-horror writers about a character they loathe.
Yeah.
And
they can't do anything with because Man-Thing's whole thing is he doesn't have a personality.
Exactly. Yes. So they're like, how do I make a story about a character with no agency? But God bless them, they're still trying. Which is actually funny saying, you know, he's a horror character because everybody keeps saying that Multiverse of Madness is going to be the first Marvel horror film. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if part of that is taking one of the original Marvel horror characters,
Howard the Dog,
and putting him in there. I mean, sure, you have Werewolf by Night or, you know, countless other other Marvel characters that are
like,
more...
Like Jack Russell.
Yeah. The whatever the
Son of
Frankenstein's
Satan.
Character's name is.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe Frankenstein? Maybe that's someone else. But yeah.
Oh, he also goes like Al of Bloodstone.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of spooky Marvel characters, but Man-Thing could be part of that spooky Marvel group. But yeah, I think his own story that's kind of a bit sort of like gothic horror, a bit southern gothic, a bit down in the bayou, a bit Cthulhu-y. I think people would eat that shit up.
I reckon you're way more likely to get a Man-Thing series in the style of MODOK.
Oh, that.
No, that would
kill me.
You can boo me as much as you like, but I reckon it'll happen.
I am.
because it was a Howard the Duck TV series that was just recently cancelled before it went into production.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what happened to Man-Thing TV series. Cancelled before it even started. Man-Thing, Howard the Duck has always been like a comedy comic, though. Whereas Man-Thing, not necessarily. Yeah. It's only funny in retrospect.
Kind of like when they do funny takes on.
Well, I mean,
I guess
it's the same with MODOK, really, isn't it? Yeah, that MODOK.
I think if they were being serious about this, and they put in their big boy pants and were like, let's make a good thing, that he could definitely appear in
Deadpool 3.
Doctor Strange.
Yep.
And just kind of have all that going, and then has his own TV series where Man-Thing is kind of like almost like a True Blood season when it was good.
So yeah, I think the trick of a Man-Thing TV show is that you don't make it about Man-Thing.
You make it
about Rory Richards,
but
Man-Thing is like...
You make it about the wider community.
Yeah, you make it about...
You don't make it about Man-Thing, then Man-Thing stops being in it almost immediately.
Well, no, because Man-Thing's got to be the way, and this is what, when people talk about good Man-Thing comics, which they very rarely do, is that like what you use Man-Thing for is to heighten the emotion of the story. Because a character might be sad, but they're not Man-Thing sad until Man-Thing's there crying alongside them. And the best Man-Thing comics are like that. One of the best Man-Thing comics I reckon is about a clown who kills himself and then his ghost puts on on a play to decide whether or not he gets to go to heaven or hell. And Man-Thing helps him out there. But it's a great comic because Man-Thing is there to help this clown's ghost demote.
Presumably.
Yeah, I think so. And then Man-Thing wanders off into the swamp. That's how every Man-Thing comic ends. He just leaves.
Yeah, he's had enough.
So I think a Man-Thing TV show is, I above all, I would put that in as my number one prediction. Man-Thing TV show is happening. Uh-huh. Even if there's no cameos in any upcoming movie, which I think is also very unlikely, there will be a Man-Thing TV show.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Man-Thing cameo in What If is my number two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man-Thing cameo in Multiverse of Madness is my number three.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas special number four. Outside the box thinking Wakanda Forever number five.
All right. I'm going to go number one, mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
Okay.
Number two, a Man-Thing TV series in the style of MODOK that is all Adult Swim funny.
God.
Number three, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Number four, What If? Number five, Multiverse of Madness.
What about you, Jay-Z?
Yeah, I'm thinking, look, I'm like, TV series.
Yeah.
I'm with you there, babe. I'm there. TV series, yeah. Number one, but not in the style of MODOK.
No, TV series.
Yeah. Like a dirty
Rick and
southern,
Morty.
No, shut the fuck up. A dirty, like southern gothic, very Cthulhu-y horror bullshit going. That's gonna
live action or animated? Because mine's animated.
No. We know.
Mine's very live action.
Yeah, extremely live action. You have no idea how live action.
So live action, it's disturbing to watch. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. It fucks the eyes.
Then I think Doctor Strange in the
Multiverse of Madness.
That number two.
Uh-huh.
Next would be a Spider-Man.
Okay.
No Way Home. A little cameo there.
Yeah, sure.
Glad you said No Way Home and not Far From Home because we've done exactly the same thing. He's not in it. We've seen that one.
Yeah. Good guy. Next would be, What If?
Okay, yeah.
And then I think Guardians. Thor, Love and Thunder.
Mm, yeah, I think Thor, Love and Thunder is probably my sixth.
I think it's
Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
As much as I think that he may appear in the Christmas special or the Volume 3, I think this is a Taika Waititi special.
Yeah, I think Taika Waititi could do good stuff with Man-Thing. Mm. And like you've said, Man-Thing's appeared in the previous
Man-Thing
Thor.
Man-Thing is at least on his radar as a tiny blip, or he loves Man-Thing. I don't know.
Other director of Marvel movies, Taika Waititi is gold tier Man-Thing fan in that he's aware of it.
Exactly.
Okay. And
Shane Black, definitely not gold tier because he couldn't give a shit, but he opened the door.
Yeah, he opened the door. He let Man-Thing in. You thought this would be the end of it, Shane Black, you moron.
Mm-hmm.
You let Man-Thing in like an old sick cat and now you can't get him out.
Exactly.
So, until he dies in your house.
And I'm pretty sure. I'll happily make this claim. I reckon that Man-Thing is Taika Waititi's favorite character.
Yeah, I think that's very incredibly possible.
Yeah.
I think Taika Waititi has been making these Thor movies so that he can make a Man-Thing movie. I think it's coming. I think if you don't think Man-Thing is going to appear in the MCU, you're an idiot.
Yeah, 100%. You are grade A prime beef moron.
Yeah, 100%. He's coming and there's no stopping him.
Just quickly, I think I found which character he loves the most. Oh,
man.
Man-Thing.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
It's Korg. I've been Joel.
Aw.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
Man-Thing's a lock.
It's coming.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.